Cattles and Ronnie.
Cattles and Ronnie. Cattles and Ronnie.
Sacktown Sports.
Hour number two of the program, by the way, in 1 hour from right now. Doug Christie, D.C., will be joining us to talk Kings. Great win last night. You have any thoughts on that game? Feel free. 1-800-920-1140 is the phone number. 916-339-1140 is the text line. And as always, you can check us out, youtube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. Like us. Takes like a second from you. If you give us that good old thumbs up, more eyeballs get to see the channel. More people get to chat. Bigger community. That's how we grow this bad boy. And I heard Deuce earlier today talking about how, you know, growing a YouTube channel is difficult. And it really is dependent on the listeners and viewers to do things like liking it. And we'll be able to get the content out there. And now we're 6A to 6P here at Sacktown Sports. So you will have all day long local coverage here, which is very, very exciting. Rami, let's get back to the Kings, because I know we've touched on this a little bit every once in a while over the past couple of weeks. But there has been, over the last week or two, I feel, a tsunami of national coverage of the Kings. And we go back to, you know, last week, Domas and Fox are on NBA Today with Malika Andrews. They're having fun. They're lighting the beam. Here was that playing out last week.
Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to count down 3, 2, 1. And on one, we're going to hit it and light the beam. All right. The beam's behind you.
So we're going to.
There we go. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
You've got to see the beam in person.
That's awesome. It's so cool.
So you've got Domas and Fox on NBA Today last week. Everybody's talking about it. Kendrick Perkins, watching last night apparently on NBA TV, tweeted out the Kings are the most exciting team. Exciting team, all in caps. Not most exciting in caps, which was a very interesting decision by Kendrick. Calling them the most exciting team in the league. This young group plays some beautiful, inspiring basketball. That was Perkins last night on Twitter. And if you woke up today, there was a story on Mike Brown and the Kings and the Athletic. There was an interview with Harrison Barnes. There was a quick story from Brian Windhorst as part of his Hoop Collective talking about Mike Brown and the changes that he's made here in Sacramento. And it is just nonstop. J.J. Redick talking about how Domas is one of his all-stars last week on his podcast. And Redick has spoken multiple times about this team on his pod recently in glowing terms. Zach Harper, you mentioned this on the call this morning, Rami, released his tiers of NBA teams and finally has the Kings involved in the playoffs.
And has Fox and Domas as all-stars.
And has both guys as all-stars. I mean, this is a tsunami of coverage nationally of this team. And it really fine-tunes my point from a week or two ago when I had said the Kings are the story in the NBA. They are the story in the NBA. Everybody is noticing. Everybody is starting to talk about them. And it's all positive. I have not seen one negative word said, tweeted, or written about the Kings over the past month or two. But you had an interesting question about this tsunami in the morning.
Is a tsunami enough to wash off all the stink of recent history? Like, are we at the point now where the Kings are just a good NBA? Like, you're right, Nick, when you say they're the story of the NBA. But are they just a cute little story? Like, are they the little engine that could, and everybody expects them to go back to being the lackluster franchise that they've been over the last 15, 16 years? Or is the stink completely washed off and the image of this Kings team completely rehabilitated and repaired in the eyes of, I would even go, so, not just the national media, even Kings fans, even here in Sacramento? Because, Nick, I still feel like I'm not patting myself on the back here a little bit, but I feel like I've been one or two steps ahead in terms of the optimism surrounding this Kings team. And every time I have to turn around and look at the producer's booth and see lifelong Kings fans who are like signaling to me to pump the brakes or are cringing as I go as far as I go with some of my King's optimism and projections and predictions and things like that.
Well, let me ask you, do you think all of this coverage, especially recently, again, this continues to pick up the last 2 or 3 weeks, which is why I believe when I see Kings fans, justifiably so, by the way, all of you out there complaining and saying, why is this team not on national television
enough?
It
should be.
And I do believe in the second half of this year, post All-Star break, you will have the Kings on national television more, which isn't saying much because it'd be like once or twice and it'd be more. But I do think you'll see more of that because of this momentum, this tsunami, as I call it. Do you think all of this national coverage and all the talk, all the positive vibes the last few weeks, do you think it's enough to, as you call it, wash the stench off the last 16 years?
I don't think it'll be enough until we don't even talk about 16 years anymore, Nick. You know what I mean? Like, Mike Brown has talked about changing the culture within the Kings organization and how that's a long process. It's not something that happens in a couple months. It's not even something that happens in one season.
Yeah.
I think the same can be said that while the culture is being changed from the inside, the perception from those of us on the outside. And again, I'm not even just talking about the national media here. I'm talking about here in Sacramento. I'm talking about Kings fans who are listening to us and watching us right now. I think that when the narrative is no longer the 16-year playoff drought, when the narrative is just, hey, this Kings team is really good. How good? What are we talking about? Are we talking about a championship contender? When that becomes the discussion, And the overriding discussion is not a 16-year playoff drought, when the overwhelming feeling is not waiting for a shoe to drop and for this thing to fall apart, I think that's when we can say that the stink is completely washed off. And I think that's something that takes more than a season to happen. I don't think the stink is completely washed off until the Kings make the playoffs and maybe even do a little something in the playoffs and make some noise come the postseason.
It's a simple math equation to me, right? It's like 16 years versus 46 games. We ain't there yet, right? Like, this is 16 years of built-up incompetence in some cases, at some levels. Just bad basketball at other times, bad coaching. You've built up 16 years of, as you call it, the stench. And I do think it's going to take this team to get to the playoffs and maybe even win a playoff series before they get the ultimate respect. And to me, the ultimate respect is you go into next year saying that team's dangerous. Like, that team is a legit team. They might be a piece away from being a true contender. You know, I think there's some time left. If they make this run over the final 35, 36 games and they finish in the top two as seeding goes in the Western Conference and they make a deep run, absolutely, I think the stench is gone. I think even making the playoffs ends it from the very first point, because no longer is the drought a thing. The first thing you got to do, though, is get rid of the drought. And until this team is locked in as a playoff team, I think the reputation and the history will not be wiped away. So you still have, you know, 36 regular season games left before you get to that point. I would also say, and look, this is not to say I don't believe in the Kings, because Rami and I have talked about this. We both think they're a playoff team. We believe that, you know, that they have enough here to win at least one playoff series. I think they will add at the trading deadline or before the trading deadline to make this team even better, even deeper. But you look at it right now, and the reality is, this team is only 4 games from being in the play-in tournament. So, I'd rather be 4 games ahead than 4 games back or firmly planted in the play-in tournament. I'd much rather be the 3 seed. But the point is, the Western Conference is still pretty close, relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're only, you know, 1 or 2 bad stretches away from fighting for your playoff lives. So, there's just a lot left.
The math that you're laying out, Nick, it makes perfect sense. Like, 4 games is not a huge cushion. But, man, I'm already at the point, and I said this a week ago, week and a half ago, where I look at this Kings team and I see a playoff team. And I gave you the little tidbit, the little fact last week that I went back through the last 20 years, man, and three teams that were the three seed. I think it was January 19th that I did this little research. Three teams that were the three seed on that date in the last year have fallen either into the playoff picture, what would be the playoff picture, or just completely out of the playoffs altogether. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's you're pretty safe. I don't want to be too firm on this, but you're pretty safe in terms of this Kings team making the playoffs, man.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm like naturally somebody who doesn't count the chickens before the eggs hatch.
Sure.
So I'm not willing to sit there and say you're safe. You're in a great spot. I believe this team is a playoff team. I believe if they stay healthy, they obviously have an inside track to be a top four or five seed if they keep playing the way they play. But there's going to be more challenges. Teams are going to make deals at the trading deadline. Your defense still has to be much, much better, as we know, on a nightly basis. You are going to have a 7-game, 11-day road trip coming up after tomorrow night's game. So you're going to have a couple of long road trips left to this season. Fortunately, as we've talked about, the Kings have been a good road team, which is great. Usually, if you're a good road team, it means you're a good team, period, point, end of sentence. So I believe they're a playoff team. I'm not going to say they're late just yet and or safe just yet. And let's not forget that as you get later in the season, the challenges are more difficult because the teams have all the film they have. As I talked about numerous times over the past couple of weeks, teams focus more as we get closer to the postseason. The defense has more urgency to it. Teams are truly paying attention to seeding. Like the NBA, especially teams that have been there before, every once in a while, it's like, let's roll the basketballs out.
Yeah.
We see that, right? So there's still plenty of time. And I think they need a playoff series win to fully get rid of what has been talked about for so long with this organization. And Cole G would agree on YouTube, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. Cole G says it's going to take winning a playoff series for the Kings' demons to be exercised. Your thoughts? The tsunami of national coverage and the good vibes about this team. Do you feel like that, as Rami called it, stench of the last 16 years has been fully cleansed?
It washed off. You called it a tsunami. Like, usually a shower is enough to wash off the stink.
Yeah. Is the tsunami enough to wash off the stench, as Rami calls it? Your thoughts. 916-339-1140 is the text line. The phone number is 1-800-920-1140. You can check us out, YouTube.com. Let's grow the community. Give us a like, YouTube.com/SacktownSports1140, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. locally. Don't forget. Also, it's 3:13 on this Tuesday. Time check brought to you by Coastside Medical Clinic. So thanks to Coastside Medical Clinic. We'll get your thoughts on the question this hour. Has the stench washed off with this tsunami of national coverage? Giving love to the Kings. Also, we relive last night's insane first quarter.
Cattles and Robbie. Cattles and Robbie.
Sacktown Sports.
The only place you'll find Malik Monk is Sacktown Sports.
Oh, my. What an athletic move that time by Malik Monk.
Hey, Sacramento. It's Malik Monk, and you're listening to the home of the Sacramento Kings, Sacktown Sports.
Your local sports leader.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Robbie.
Sacktown Sports.
Doug Christie joins us in 45 minutes, so you want to stay tuned for that. DC in 45. All guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Want your thoughts on the Kings. Just a ton of national coverage surrounding this team over the last week or two. And I ran through a lot of the examples. Just this morning, you wake up, there's an interview with HB in The Athletic. There's a story from Brian Windhorst, ESPN, waxing poetic about the job Mike Brown has done. Domas and Fox on NBA Today last week on ESPN. They were on NBA TV last night and won in impressive fashion. And the question that Rami came up with for all of you, does this coverage of the team, the good vibes right now happening, the fact that they are the three seed, to you, does that wash away the stench that has been created over the past 16 years? Does it wash it away? 916-339-1140 text line. Phone number is 1-800-920-1140. Also want to get to that insane first quarter from last night. But first, we got a couple of reactions here that I want to hit. at YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. David Neal says this will be the first offseason in years where free agents will actually want to come play for Sacramento. I do think some free agents will want to be heading to Sacramento this offseason. I think it, as always, depends on the circumstances. You know, free agents that are available, that are out there, who is a free agent, what position do they play? Mike, check on Rami.
Damn it.
You know, all those kinds of things of like, you know, do they want to live in California? Do they want to live in Sacramento? There's a lot of reasons why players go to teams, right? Is that team a contender if you're an aging player? But there's no doubt, Rami, that this team is in a much better position to rein in free agents than it has been in recent history.
And maybe that's the measure of when the stink off. You know what I mean? Of when the Kings are and Sacramento is a destination for NBA free agents. And it doesn't even take all that much convincing for them to want to come here and be a part of this thing because it's that good. You know what I mean? I watched that happen in Milwaukee, Nick, when I was there and watching the Bucks go from being a laughingstock to a place where guys wanted to be and thought they could go and not only contend for a championship, but be a part of a pretty good culture. You know what I mean? And enjoy the workplace that they go to every day and the people that they work for every day. I think that's all part of it. And again, I think it kind of goes back to Mike Brown and his constant talking about changing the culture of the Kings.
Ryan in Sacktown says a playoffs rinse off won't do, guys. The Kings need to run through the washer a couple times before the stench of inconsistency is gone. So Ryan in Sacktown says he wants to see a couple of playoff appearances before he's ready to wash off the stench.
I don't blame him.
By the way, I always find selective listening intriguing.
What do you mean?
Enrique says Knicks.
I've been accused of selective listening before.
Yeah.
Why is that, Rami?
Often, one would say. Enrique says Nick has been too negative. Thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down. So
why are you so negative, Nick?
What Enrique did was
such a negative
he
person.
Took
and
the
so
word,
I don't appreciate your tone either.
He took the word stench, which by the way, Rami came up with, and applied it to me, and that's what he took from the first segment.
Such a negative guy.
Even though, Enrique, I said this team is a playoff team. This team is good. I don't know how many times we've talked good about this
team. You're just the negativist of
That's
people.
It. I'm so negative. That's all I bring is negativity. Negativity. Look at me. Just negative. Let's go out to some calls. Let's go to, I'll start with Andrew, Kyle. If you want to start with Andrew, wants to talk Kings. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the program.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Listen, so you guys are talking about the 16-year stink and some of us have been Kings fans a little longer than that. And for some of us, the stink is actually about a 20-year stretch. Back in 06, it was like, okay, we're in the postseason again. But for some of us, the stink had already started after that 02 conference finals with the Lakers. And it's, you know, after the revelation of the one or two of the refs being paid off and all that, it was just, the stink was so bad that it'd be nice to end that playoff drought, but I'm a Kings fan, and I hate to be negative like you guys are talking about, but man, I still feel the pain from that 0-2 conference final.
Andrew, let me ask you this. What would it take? What would it take for you to feel like the stench is finally gone? You've
to mend your
cleansed,
heart.
Cleansed the soul.
How do we mend your heart, Andrew? How do we mend your broken heart?
You know, honestly, it's a really good question, and I'm not even sure I actually know the answer, but one thing is for sure, without a doubt, if we make the postseason, cool, that's good. If we make the, you know, if we somehow make it to the conference finals, that'd be even better. But the poet in me wants the Lakers to start playing good again and see them in the conference finals, and I don't see that.
All right, Andrew, thank you for the phone call, man. Thank you for listening and the kind words about the show. So he wants the poetic justice. He wants not only a playoff run, but get to the Western Conference Finals, play the Lakers, and prove to the Lakers that you're the better team and beat them without any officiating shenanigans.
And he says the pain, the anguish, the hardship, it goes back more than, he said it goes back 20 years, and I said last week, Nick, this is potentially the best the Kings have been since Because we were saying, is this the best the Kings have, or the most excited you've been about a Kings team since 2004, 2005? I said, this might be the most exciting Kings team since 2000, 2001, because I looked at those Kings teams of 04, 05, 06 as like, yeah, cool, like you're a playoff team, but nobody was really, I wasn't taking them very seriously as like a championship contender. I think you're, not that they're championship contenders right now, but you're building towards something more real with what the Kings have here than what those teams have.
Well, if they could play like they played that first quarter last night.
That would help. Then, yeah, you'd go pretty far.
I feel like you'd make a heck of a run because what was that? Like, I did not even know how
to. I don't know because I didn't see it.
Like, I did not even know how to react. Like, I know you didn't get to watch it, Rami, because of YouTube TV, but 12 of 13 from three. HB and Keegan shot 8 of 9 from three. They had 14 assists on 17 buckets. Fox and Sabonis had 6 combined points in the quarter, and you still had 47 points, and you were up by 14. I'm not, this is not hyperbolic in any way. That first quarter is one of the best offensive quarters I've ever seen a team have.
I couldn't watch it because of YouTube TV, but I opened the box score like right when the first quarter ended, and I saw 47 points, Nick, and I literally had to do one of those and like take another look at it again and make sure my eyes were seeing what I thought they were seeing. Like, that's absurd, dude. Everything about that first quarter was just absurd, what we saw from the Kings.
HB was ridiculous. You're watching that game, and it's one of those games that you don't even care how quick he takes a shot or where he takes it from.
You just know.
You feel like it's going in.
Yeah.
It was that kind of quarter for him. He was, people say, on fire. People say wet. People say, you know, on a heater.
Lights out.
Whatever you want to use, whatever term you want to use to describe HB last night, that means unstoppable. You can use it. That dude was, and it's like Keegan was knocking down threes. And people were almost like, it was almost you were like not even focused on what Keegan was doing when he was impressive because HB was so ridiculous. It's like, oh yeah, and Keegan's also knocking down everything he takes, which is not anything different for the month of January because Keegan has been nails this month.
I'd imagine it was one of those sports moments where like it's you're just laughing at some point. Like it got so ridiculous that the way every shot was falling that at some point you're just laughing with the shots. Like it becomes almost ridiculous and humorous the degree to which they were hitting shots in the first quarter.
Yeah, Patrick says, Rami, you have to watch the video of the first quarter, and he uses the good old Mark Jones term, hotter than fish grease.
That's a good one.
They were hotter than fish grease. Oh, Mark's got a lot of good ones. Mark's got a lot of good ones. All right, we'll continue with the Kings conversation here. Your thoughts, 916-339-1140, text line, phone numbers 1-800-920-1140. You can hit us up on YouTube, youtube.com, Sacktown Sports, 1140. Again, what do you think? How much does it take, as Rami would say, to wash off the stench of the past at least 16 years? What do you need to happen? Is it happening right now with all this national coverage and positive vibes? We'll continue with your reaction on that, and we'll also talk about Malik Monk next.
Cattles and Rami. Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
When it breaks,
we have it first.
It's Sacktown Sports Breaking News.
Kyle was so excited to hit this breaking news, we did not even get the Cattles and Rami rejoin. Right to it, baby. That's what we do. Breaking news this hour from Adrian Wojnarowski and Rami.
About time.
This is the news we have been waiting for.
About time.
It feels like, I don't know, 5 years
breathe,
since
Kings
we've
fans.
Been waiting for this.
You can breathe, Kings fans.
But the news is here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Adrian Wojnarowski reports that the Sacramento Kings have signed general manager Monty McNair to a contract extension.
That's great news.
Woo! Look at this. Standing ovation. Standing ovation. Standing ovation for Monty.
My knees hurt.
Standing ovation for Monty. Well, overdue. I don't think anybody in this city, I don't think anybody in this state, I don't think anybody in this country would disagree with the fact that Monty McNair deserved this contract extension.
My only question is, what took so long? What took so long?
Look.
That's the only question.
Now you're being negative. I'm not going there. I couldn't care less. It got done.
And so I don't appreciate your time.
I see what you're doing now.
The point is that it got done. Whether we had to sit
through.
Good
news.
We had to sit through and wait and wait. And it doesn't matter. Our patience level doesn't matter, Rami.
True.
As long as the deal got done.
True.
The deal got done. Monty has done nothing but great work. And he has been going back to the Halliburton trade, which, by the way, can I just say this? Monty McNair deserves all the love in the world for pulling the trigger on the Halliburton deal. Because, number one, Hallie was a beloved member of this team and this community. He always said the right thing. He played hard. He was fun to watch. He has a tremendous ceiling. Monty pulled the trigger and traded somebody who was very popular. But he not only did that, Rami. He did that at a time when his future was legitimately up in the air. And what that tells you is that Monty believed in that move. He was committed to that move. And he thought that move was going to make De'Aaron Fox better. He thought that move was going to make this team better. And he saw Domas as the epicenter of this offense and somebody who could impact games at a ridiculously high level. And he took the shrapnel from a lot of Kings fans. Mm-hmm. He took a lot of strays from Kings fans about that trade when it happened.
Those are the hard moves to make. Those unpopular moves that you know you're going to catch heat for, you have to really, really believe in your convictions and what you're doing to pull the trigger on a move like that. Not just the blowback, Nick, but, I mean, he knew he was trading a very good player and a guy with a high ceiling who still had a lot of room to grow and improve in this league when he traded Tyrese Halliburton. And the easier thing to do might have been to just stick with that guy. And to keep on going with things as is. But he had a vision and he had conviction in it and he followed through with it and he deserves the job security that he got today.
The Hallie trade and really everything he's done. I mean, look, drafted Hallie, drafted Davion, both of those picks, hits, drafted Keegan. Keegan is on a heater in January. He's in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. Made the trade for Kevin Huerter. For really not, you didn't give up much at all for Kevin Huerter.
Mm-hmm.
Brought Huerter in, who was a great fit. Signed Malik Monk. Look, Monk has been bad recently. We've talked about that. Monk was very good last night. One of his best complete games of the year. Rebounding, dropping dimes, scored a couple of buckets. So, you know, when you look at what's happening here with
what about bringing in Mike Brown?
This organization, bringing in Mike Brown, he's done so many good things. He has built this roster to be a playoff caliber team, and he has, to me, made almost the right call every single time. Tell me something that he's done that has just completely failed. Or hasn't worked out the way you would hope. Again, Monk could be better the last couple of months, but we're talking about a team that's 8 games above .500, mm-hmm. 3 seed in the Western Conference, couple games behind Memphis for the 2 seed. They, oh, by the way, have the best record on the road in the Western Conference this year. Best road record in the conference right now. So this guy has built it. He deserves this. Stay out of his way. Continue to let him do work. He obviously understands talent. And I think this is a tremendous move. It's something that we've been waiting for. Also, Wojnarowski reports the Kings are working to finalize a new deal with assistant GM Wes Wilcox. So we talk about, you know, one of the things, Rami, that we talk about and did talk about an awful lot before you got here in June mm-hmm. of last year was the cyclical nature of what was happening with this team and the structure. And by the way, if you're watching right now on YouTube.com, this is where you get the breaking news. Make sure you give us that thumbs up so we can get more eyeballs and build this community out. YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. You know, when you look at how this organization was run over the past few years, they got into this vicious cycle where you'd hire a coach, then you'd get a new GM, then you'd hire a coach and get a new GM. And you never married them together, which is why as soon as Mike Brown got the job, I said, hey, give Monty the extension to marry the GM and the coach.
Right.
This is the GM's guy.
Attach him at the hip.
Yep. And so that's what they're doing now.
It's great.
That's what they're doing.
There's something to be said. I mean, obviously, it's doing the job well, first and foremost, right? Monty McNair finding the right talent, finding the right coach, finding the right chemistry, and you know, his job description, essentially, and doing it well. But there's something to be said about cohesiveness, about stability, and it's something that the Kings haven't had in a long, long time. And this solidifies that. This cements that they have at least a good base, Nick, to build on here.
Yes. And so what you have is you've got Coach Brown signed, sealed, delivered, locked in, long-term deal. Your GM, Monty McNair, signed, sealed, delivered as of today with a contract extension. Don't know how long the extension is. Don't know if we'll get those details. Sometimes GM deals are kind of, you know, there's a game played and you don't really get the details in term of the contract. Mm-hmm. But Monty is signed to a new extension. I would hope and I would imagine that Monty's extension is tied with Coach Brown's contract. So their term is the same, I would hope. And you also have your assistant GM, Wes Wilcox, signed, sealed, and delivered. This is stability. This is structure. This is cohesion within the front office and head coach and coaching staff. If you want to run a successful organization, Rami, you've seen it with the Chicago Bulls back in the day when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You've recently seen it in Milwaukee and what the Bucks have done. Across any sport you talk about, football, hockey, doesn't matter. When you talk about stability and structure from the top on down, that's when you build a team that is legitimate. That's when you build a perennial contender. That's how you build a perennial contender, a perennial playoff team. When you have that structure from the top on down.
Foundation is the word I was looking for.
Foundation.
I said base. I meant to say foundation.
And this is all about having that foundation.
This is really good news, man.
This is fantastic.
Really,
news.
Really
this is
good
a
news.
Look, you had a great win last night, and then you have the deal now with Monty and Wes Wilcox. Your GM, your assistant GM, tied up for the next few years at least. Again, don't know term. Maybe Dave can get those details. Maybe Deuce and Mo. All of them are well connected. Maybe they'll get the term. But I will just tell you, this is awesome. And look, obviously, YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. Be a part of the community. Don't forget to give us that thumbs up and like us so we can have even more eyeballs. Cole G reminds me he traded for Trey Lyles. Yes, Trey Lyles was a throw-in. He was a throw-in. Think about that.
Yep.
Afterthought.
Everything he's done, everything he's touched has turned to gold.
So we've got Wes Wilcox is next. Cole G alerted us to that news, so thanks to him. Cole G also said Monty looked happy last night on the broadcast. We have brother underscore Fabs Games with a bunch of little celebration emojis there with the what would you call those? The things you
the
for birthday
confetti.
Parties.
Confetti?
Is that confetti?
I'm trying to see what you're talking
no,
about.
No, that's one of the that's like the
oh, party streamers.
No. You blow into them.
Party horn?
Party horn? Is that a thing? Is a party horn a thing?
I don't know,
is
man.
Is a party horn a thing, Simone?
Are they not streamers? No?
No, it's a party popper.
Party popper.
Party popper.
There you go.
There you go.
Listen, emoji game, I'm like a -7, okay? On a 0 to 10, I'm a -7.
That's what I'm here
seven.
For.
Thank you.
They're streamers.
Ronaldo right. says he hasn't missed.
I just Googled it. It's streamers.
Daniel says now he just needs to find that defensive piece.
Oh, no, it's not. Never mind.
Greg Hyatt. Monty, hell yeah.
That's okay, Rami.
So we've got a bunch. Javier said they need to light the beam tonight. That's a great idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Light the beam for a Monty extension.
And I was thinking when they announce Fox and Domas in the All-Star game, they should light the beam. But maybe for a Monty extension.
All right, so we've got the big breaking news. Monty McNair, we want your thoughts on this. Monty McNair has signed a contract extension with the Kings. Just broke that right here on Sactown Sports, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. You can text us at 916-339-1140. Your thoughts, your feelings on this extension. I would have to imagine this is a very popular move for pretty much everybody out there listening to this show. Also, the phone number is 1-800-920-1140. Don't forget, YouTube is popping right now, youtube.com, Sactown Sports 1140. We will also keep an eye out for your reaction there. So Monty McNair signs a long-term extension with the Sacramento Kings. Wes Wilcox also tied up long-term. You've got Coach Brown, you've got McNair, and you've got Wilcox. All together, holding hands, singing Kumbaya, as the structure and stability of this organization is exactly what I wanted, Rami wanted, Kyle, Simone, all of you wanted. We have it. We actually have it. I want to remind you, it's 3:42 on this Tuesday. Time check brought to you by Coastside Medical Clinic. We'll continue with the reaction to Monty McNair getting a contract extension coming up next.
Live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles.
And Rami.
On Sactown Sports.
Yeah, we got Celebrate in the background. We got Celebrate. Because if you haven't heard and you don't know, now you know. Monty McNair has signed a contract extension with your Sacramento King. Monty McNair will be here long term as the general manager. Wes Wilcox also agreeing to a deal. So it'll be Monty and Wes Wilcox along with Coach Mike Brown. Structure, stability, foundation is exactly what you're getting with these moves. Philip Cole, we are finally begging to look like a stable franchise. I think he meant beginning.
You would think so.
I would hope so. John Williams says, finally... Finally, I'm going to break into the Rock when I say
he can say finally. I'm being negative when I say finally, or what took so long. I do want to know what took so long.
You are bitter. This is a time of celebration, my friend.
I'm celebrating. I can't ask why it took so long, though, without being called negative.
Brian Cardicelli, I am so happy they re-signed the GM, Nick, that has to be in the upper quartile. Yes.
The upper quartile of the upper quartile.
Of the upper quartile.
Yes.
Of quartiles. Whoa. That was an abrupt end to celebration.
Yeah. There it is.
Somebody kicked the DJ in the face. We didn't even have a needle scratch. Just went, bah! Just died on the vine. Monty was like dancing. Music stopped. He's like, whoa. Did I not get it signed? What happened there?
Did we run into a problem with legal? What happened?
Carlos Correa situation.
Yes, physical came back, messed up.
Physical came back. Monty has a bad wrist. Can't sign deals. He's out.
Had surgery on that wrist 14 years ago. Degenerative.
Yeah, look, I don't think you can ask for any more.
No.
From Monty. So this is a big moment.
Dude, you gave the guy a playoff mandate, or at least a play-in mandate, and look at what he's done. They're the 3 seed on January 24th.
Yep. And one more thing I'll say about Monty McNair getting this extension is not that it was going to get in the way of him being able to do his job at the deadline, but now he has security. Now he can walk into this deadline and feel fully confident that whatever he pulls will be part of his plan as he goes along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it. And now you don't feel like you're going to be held over a barrel, so to speak, by other GMs who think you're a lame duck GM. So there's a lot of good. The other part of this that's great, Rami, is that let's not forget, HB has an expiring contract.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a free agent this offseason, right? Domas is soon to be making a huge decision on his future. This matters. When you're a player and you're looking around, you want to make sure that there is stability within the franchise's framework. And so if you're Domas, you now know the guy who traded for you
mm-hmm.
is going to be here long term. If you're HB, You now know that the coach is in place, the GM's in place, the assistant GM is in place. For anybody who is going to be making a decision about their future in the next year or two, these announcements and signatures mean an awful lot to where this franchise is going to go over the next few years. This absolutely makes it more likely Domas is a King long term, if it wasn't already figured out.
Can I play devil's advocate for just a second?
Sure.
Without being called negative?
Sure.
We were talking about washing the stink off the Kings franchise earlier this hour.
Yes.
And whether or not that mission is complete of washing the stink off. And you said 43 games or whatever it is that they've played, I don't remember the exact number, does not wash away 16 years.
Yes.
This isn't the first year that Monty has been the general manager of the Sacramento Kings. He got the job back in 2020. And so he's part of the 16 years of futility. Only like the last two or three of them, but he's part of the 16 years of futility. Does the 43 games that they've played and where he's gotten this team this season, does that wash away whatever, for lack of a better term, and calling back to our question in our segment we had earlier in the hour, does that wash away whatever stink there is on Monty McNair and his part in the futility and the spinning of the wheels that the Kings have been doing the last few years?
What I would say is Monty came in, Luke Walton was not his guy.
True.
If there is one thing that Monty might want back, it was going into last season with Luke as the coach. He might regret that. I don't know. If you shot him with truth serum, he might tell you, yeah, it wasn't a great idea. By the way, we'll be joined by Doug Christie at 4 o'clock, less than 10 minutes away. DC will join us,
yes,
so
sir.
Stay tuned for that. So if there was one thing, you might look at that and the Luke Walton thing, but that might have been
That might have set this thing back a year?
But it might have been impacted by ownership. I don't know that, but it's tough to pay a guy that's not coaching.
That was my next question.
Right.
Which is, do you think this contract means that Monty won't be told how to do his job anymore? There won't be any tinkering from Vivek or anybody else above him?
I mean, I hope so. So there's two separate questions. The first question about whether or not Monty should be kind of looped in with the stench or whatever, I would not. He came in. Luke was not his coach. He was taking over a roster that wasn't very good. He had to assess the roster. He had to assess the coaching staff. You know, it's going to take a good solid year plus to get your feet underneath you, figure out what you have, and start to make some moves. So from what he took over to where they are, I mean, I think I look at Monty as the guy who started the washing of the stench. He was the dude that came in. And he brought, a bunch of Irish Spring in his pocket and was like, we're gonna get rid of this stench. Cologne, whatever, we got some deodorant, we're getting rid of this. So he came in and he deserved the time to kind of formulate his plan, put together the team he wanted to put together along with Wes Wilcox in the front office. He had to figure out the Luke Walton situation, did that, got his guy in here in Mike Brown, and Mike Brown's been great and now is in the conversation of Coach of the Year. So all the moves that he's made since last trade deadline, I mean, I feel like the Halliburton trade was Monty's first big stamp on this basketball team.
That was his first real big thumbprint on the team.
The drafting of the guys,
sure.
Yes. But the trade of Halliburton for Domas was him putting the stamp on this team. And he started that day to truly define what a basketball team was to Monty McNair. And so you look at what he did then and you kind of judge moving forward. And again, this dude, like, he hasn't missed often. He has not missed often. All right, Doug Christie getting ready to join us. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up next.
Cattles
and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.